To celebrate the reboot of Your Creative Chord podcast and my newly rebuilt website and hub at Your Creative Chord, that's C-H-O-R-D, yourcreativechord.com. Check it out. I love our new space. I have three episodes dedicated to jumpstarting your creative chord. Today's episode is the second of three episodes, and each of these will feature the concepts from my inspirational bookmark trio that I designed, and these offer three solid strategies to kickstart your journey to creative empowerment. You can download your free bookmark trio at Your Creative Chord, that's again C-H-O-R-D, yourcreativechord.com/get-inspired-here, no spaces. Last week's episode 41 featured one of my bookmarks called The Creative Exploration Formula, and you can use that formula to jumpstart any creative project or even get through a creative block. And in that episode, I covered the details of my creative exploration formula that I use, and it outlines for creators a way to get into the creative zone minus the negative, you know, inner critic, to start a new project or continue one, to overcome a block, or just explore creativity. And if you're curious about tapping your creativity, or if you're facing a creative block, or you need a refreshed approach to getting your imaginative juices flowing, check out that episode 41 called Creative Exploration Formula. And again, you can grab your free inspirational bookmark trio at yourcreativechord.com/get-inspired-here. Today's episode features my inspirational bookmark called Keys for Nurturing Creativity. And I created this bookmark using key ideas that creators I've interviewed, studied with, or researched use. And I also practice using these keys to nurture my creative output. Welcome to Your Creative Chord. I'm Jenny Lee Hodgins. Join me on a journey to nurture creativity and inspiration. Sign up at Your Creative Chord, C-H-O-R-D, yourcreativechord.com/get-inspired-here for creative tips and updates on my latest offerings. And share this podcast with someone who needs encouragement. Let's inspire together. Today's episode features my inspirational bookmark called Keys for Nurturing Creativity. The first key is develop self-belief. Develop self-belief. I stop to remind myself of the nobility of my life. My life is a treasure. I dig down deep to muster the inner strength to believe in my potential and be true to myself. I refresh my intent to authentically allow myself to lead as a shining example of actual proof that I'm a treasure, you know, that my life is a treasure. When I shine my authentic self, I recognize it, I acknowledge it, and when I shine my authentic self, I open the way for others to be empowered too. My victory at expressing my true self allows others to see their own possibilities. My win is your win. Happy people create a peaceful world. They impact others in a good way. This is a solid reason to believe in myself as a creator and for you to believe in yourself. The next key for nurturing creativity is self-care. I revisit the importance of self-care. This looks different for each person. It could be silence, reading or listening to books, podcasts, getting a massage, doing yoga, walking outdoors or gardening, watching a movie, taking a nap, playing games with friends or family, taking a trip or a new class, going to a live music concert or something else. The next key that helps nurture your creativity is rest, downtime, or what an artist that I interviewed earlier calls time on the shelf. I let go of the idea that being busy equals accomplishment, and I remind myself that just being busy is not always a good thing. Taking a break is scientifically proven to boost both our productivity and our creative flow. Resting or experiencing new things, people, places, and things, and we'll talk about that more in a second here, bring new sparks to your thought, through your thought processes, which is where your fresh ideas appear. Your conscious mind needs breaks. Your subconscious is always absorbing for you, so you won't miss out. So you don't have to worry about not catching something or whatever. Your conscious mind needs a break. Your subconscious is always absorbing. So you can take a much needed break. Your time on the shelf for your needed break, that's exactly what you need. It's what's necessary to rejuvenate your inspiration. And when you come back to your creative process after a rest or time on the shelf, you'll find your energy has exponentially grown. Another key to nurturing your creativity is exploring other people's creativity. Chatting with, watching, listening, or observing the creativity of others will inspire you. The same applies to learning or doing something new or completely outside your wheelhouse. And that's because these activities are different from your normal thinking. Being novel to your norm, your neurological pathways are going to move in new directions. Doing something different or observing other people doing their creativity, which may be different from yours, their creative process, or doing something new, whether that's observing other people, their creativity, or involving yourself in tasks that you'd normally not even prefer, these things lead to boosting your creative flow. And these kinds of new experiences force new thought patterns in an explosive chain reaction of innovation for your creative process. There's research proving all of this. So, you know, go check something out that's different. Go check out someone else's creative process. Go learn something new or tackle something you don't want to do, you know, or something new that you have never learned before. As grueling as that is in that process and very uncomfortable, it helps you boost your creativity. It grows your brain in new ways. The next key that I want to share with you for nurturing creativity is to leave your comfort zone. Get outside your comfort zone. For the same reason that exploring what I just talked about, the creativity of others boosts your creative flow. If you go to a new place or you do a new thing, or you can do the same thing, but challenge yourself with a new way of doing it. Doing new stuff jars your habitual thinking with new thinking processes, and that creates a domino effect of new ideas. So leave that comfort zone. It boosts your creativity. The next key for nurturing creativity is get outside, get outdoors, immerse yourself in nature. Nature's fresh air and vibrations are physical, spiritual, and mental therapy. Nature soothes with its silence, beauty, symmetry, and perfect systems. Nature's shapes, colors, textures, and seasons refresh you holistically. Nature is a huge boon for tapping inspiration. Research reiterates the positive impact of being outdoors with strong evidence that being near trees calms your sympathetic nervous system. Moving outdoors, especially in the early morning hours, also helps regulate your circadian rhythms, which impacts your energy levels, helps regulate your hormones, and that helps improve your sleep and regulate your sleep patterns. So nature helps boost creative flow and self-care. It's a great way to give yourself holistically what you need to refresh your creativity. And going along with that, another key to nurturing creativity is to get awed, like be in awe. And nature's a great way for that, but not just nature. Great art, music, dance, books, experiencing awe ignites new sensations, feelings, and ideas. It brings gratitude to the forefront. And these positive emotions harness creative flow. So, you know, go look at the sunset or take a look at the sunrise when you wake up, or, you know, go for a walk in the park or take a vacation in the mountains or near the ocean and just enjoy. Actually, research even proves that just looking at photos on your device of nature can help you get awed and be moved by the awesomeness of life, and that boosts your creativity. So if you can't get outside, look at pictures. And the next key that I have, actually pretty much the last key in my list for my bookmark on keys for nurturing creativity, be better. Be better. You know how, was it Maya Angelou that said, when you know better, you do better? Challenge yourself to become a better human being. Personal development pushes forth new thought processes and energy for creation, just like the other stuff. And when you grow yourself, that aha moment, it helps you leap forward energetically with your muse. So as you push yourself to grow personally, inwardly, do your personal revolution inside, working to be the best that you can be, that actually boosts your creative flow. So knowing all these keys for nurturing creativity, how do you handle negative self-talk or doubt within the creative process for yourself? On this topic of doubt or, you know, negative self-talk or the inner critic, I recognize that sometimes, at least for myself, negativity itself is the muse. Suffering can lead to expression, and suffering makes joy a much deeper experience of appreciation once you get through it. So I just want to acknowledge that negativity can be transformed into value through your creative expression. I've done that many times. You start out in a, you know, facing an obstacle or dealing with a problem, and you're in a very low mood, and you start to just write out your feelings, and the creative flow starts happening. This has happened to me more ways than I can count. And then suddenly, not only does the creative flow just get moving with that expression, even if it's an expression of angst, most of the time for me, that angst, once it comes out, it's like the garden hose with the muck that comes out after sitting there through the winter after the negative, you know, the crap comes out, excuse me, then the pure water starts to flow. And often when we start expressing our negativity, creative flow starts happening. And even if it comes out negatively, sometimes it completely transforms into a shift. And that's what mine typically does. Mine shifts into optimism, hope, problem solving, and getting through and looking forward. My point of this is, don't run away from your negativity. Don't run away from the angst or the problems or the sorrow, because those can themselves be the muse. They can be the fuel for your creative flow. And they also are a great way to just get in touch with your authentic self, your feelings. And once you do that and you let it out through creativity, wow, it's great therapy. And you're going to feel a whole lot better. Personally, I'm, as a 37-year SGI Buddhist, I chant daily. And chanting raises my life state through vibration. It's a vocal chant. So it raises my life state through the vibration, through the breathing, through the mindfulness, and through vocalization. It's a sound meditation. And Buddhist philosophy in my life is one of, you know, spiritual optimism based on respect for life, including my own. And Buddhism is a constant self-improvement through character development, you know, practice for me. It helps me work on improving relationships, challenging my weaknesses, and reaching my goals. So I pray about negative self-talk or doubt. I chant about it. And prayer in Buddhism is not wishing or asking for external help. It's making a determination to win over my weaknesses, to enjoy, to appreciate, and to use my struggles and victories as my personal tailor-made mission to encourage other people and to repay my gratitude. So I'm constantly challenging and countering my negative self-talk. I address it. I question it. I wrestle against it. And when I have a negative thought, I visualize a red stop sign. I practice being mindful and aware of these thoughts. And envisioning that stop sign, it gives my brain a strong visual image to make an impact that negative self-talk is not to be tolerated. So I recommend that, envision that red stop sign. And then I replace my negative thought with a positive affirmation that I can believe in. You know, I don't go crazy. I can't go from a low mode to suddenly I'm, you know, Pollyanna. but I reframe it to something I can believe in. Sometimes this comes about more slowly through my inner dialogue between my negative and positive voices, but I look for options between extremes. You know, instead of choosing the extremes, I look for options in between where I can find a reasonable choice that I can believe in to train myself to change that negative talk. And then I practice these positive affirmations and responses to my doubt and my negative self-talk. And I find that those that resonate emotionally and meaningfully with me have the greatest impact. You know, I can't attach myself or focus very well on something that I can't believe in. You know, but I look for those that are in between the extremes that can really resonate with me and I can grasp and believe in. And those have a big impact in helping me turn my negative self-talk around into more positive patterns. And then I get up and do something to counter negativity. I take action to counter that darkness or my negative thinking. I've noticed that taking action helps me see that I'm actively working to counter that inner critic. Doing versus thinking, especially for someone like me who has a tendency to ruminate, doing, you know, taking action instead of just thinking moves me out of my dark zone. Although these are keys for nurturing creativity, as I said earlier, not all creators or even myself have used them consistently. I do know they're all these tips that I've shared today with from my bookmark called Keys for Nurturing Creativity. They're all extremely impactful toward helping nurture and boost creativity. But creators, including myself, don't always do a great job of practicing self-care or resting once we're immersed in creative flow. It's very common for me, and I know many creators, to be so focused on the innovative project that we're doing that we completely forget to eat, neglect our sleep, and we disregard regular daily rhythms. This is not an uncommon thing for creators. But these keys that I'm giving you, the keys to nurturing creativity, they work wonders for tapping originality and flow. And if you use them as a regular habit, it will definitely boost your refreshed thinking patterns toward innovative ideas. And if you're a creator like me who has the tendency to put your blinders on and focus, you know, for hours, days, and weeks at a time on a creative project, and you neglect your self-care, when that project's finished, you need to give yourself some white space, meaning time on the shelf, rest, because that will rejuvenate, help you recuperate from that immense creative output. So let's review the seven steps or the seven keys for nurturing creativity and inspiration that we've covered today in this episode. The first one is develop self-belief. You're worthy. You're a treasure. You have a nobility in your life. We all do. The second key is practice self-care. Take care of that treasure that is your life. The third key is rest in whatever way that is for you. Number four, explore other people's creativity or try something new. The fifth key is leave your comfort zone. Do something that is not your norm, that's not in your wheelhouse. The sixth key for nurturing creativity and inspiration is get outdoors and get awed by life and the beauty of nature or art, whatever awes you. And the last key is be better. Really push yourself to grow yourself, to overcome any of your weaknesses or your negativity. Be better. So remember that today's episode is the second episode of three, and these are all featuring the concepts from my inspirational bookmark trio. And this trio offers three solid strategies to kickstart your journey to creative empowerment. And next week, I'll be covering the third of my inspirational bookmark trio, and that will be on ways for resetting your creativity when you experience burnout or you have a creative block, all of which I have personal up and close and friendly experiences with. So I follow these for myself and keep going back to them. So my next week's episode is on resetting your creativity when you experience burnout or creative block. All the concepts that I've covered in these three episodes, last week's, today's, and next week's, all the concepts I covered in these three episodes, last week's, today's, and next week's, they're all outlined visually with my inspirational bookmark trio. Download your free bookmark trio at yourcreativecord.com/get-inspired-here. So I'll see you next week at Your Creative Cord, where creativity and inspiration meet transformation.